Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has declared a state of emergency for the entire Garden State for Tropical Storm Isaias. He cautions against people driving today unless absolutely necessary, adding that if you must drive, take it slow, use caution, and leave extra time to get to your destination. The governor is warning Garden State residents to expect drenching rain and gusty winds today. KYW's Andrew Kramer is down the shore. Storm preps have been underway since Monday.
Walk along Landis Avenue here in Sea Isle. Some of the big-name bars and restaurants have taken down the tents they've been using for outdoor dining. All you see is the poles from those tents in the parking lots and on the sidewalk. Outside Shoebies, we found owner Joe Roberts bringing tables and chairs inside.
We're hunkering down. Furniture away. Things that are going to blow away have to be put away. The way things are going here and the way business is, losing a Tuesday, a year ago it would have been like, oh, okay, we get a Tuesday off. Now it's even the help goes, oh, really, we're not going to open.
Back by the bay, we found boaters bringing out the extra lines to secure their boats. Scott Cosme is taking it a step further.
Well, we'll be pulling our boat out. We just get a lot of rain, and in case your bilge pump or something doesn't work, it's always best to take it out, open up the plugs, put it on dry land, and be much safer.
Sea Isle is known to flood in spots where there's heavy rain. Officials in other towns like Atlantic City and Ocean City are warning residents to be prepared for street flooding. After a jump in the rate that the coronavirus is spreading in New Jersey, Governor Murphy has announced he's tightening restrictions on indoor gatherings. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Governor Murphy says with a doubling of the COVID-19 transmission rate and reports of the virus spreading at house parties, he's reimposing the limit on indoor gatherings to 25 people. It had been 100.
We know that there are many more of you who have been responsible in your actions and who have taken your civic duties to help us defeat this virus seriously. Unfortunately, however, the actions of a few knuckleheads leave us no other course. We have to go back and tighten these restrictions once again.
Murphy says the state's rate of transmission was 1.48, meaning each new case spreads to nearly 1.5 additional cases. That's the highest the rate has been since early April. Murphy says the new limit on indoor gatherings will be in effect until the state sees the number of cases dropping over a 7-day trend. He also tightened his back-to-school rules, saying that when children return to schools, they'll be required to wear masks, even with social distancing in effect. With several districts in the suburbs opting for virtual instruction rather than in-person learning, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward asked Governor Tom Wolf if there were plans to help working parents afford childcare.
First of all, I recognize that as a problem.
Governor Wolf says there's no current plan for state assistance to parents, but he notes more than $100 million of CARES Act funding has gone to childcare centers to make sure they can keep the doors open.
The idea is to help parents, to give them an option so that they can get back into the workplace and feel safe regardless of what the school is doing.
Having someone come into the home to help with virtual learning can cost $2,400 per month. For comparison, a child care center in Montgomery County is asking $1,600 a month per child for a program that helps students K through fourth grade navigate a school district's virtual learning. Governor Wolf also says under consideration should schools that opt for all virtual instruction fall sports.
If the school is going completely virtual, it seems hard to justify having in-person contact sports being played in the fall.
The governor says that is still under consideration and no decisions have been made. State Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine says they plan to put out updated guidance on school sports later this week. The 7-year-old boy shot in the head over the weekend has died as authorities now arrested one man in his murder and continue the search for two others. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Investigators say 7-year-old Zamar Jones is playing on his porch on Simpson Street near Race with a toy when 27-year-old Christopher Linder started shooting. Two other men fired back and a bullet struck the boy in the head. He was taken to the hospital and has now died. Linder and the two men ran off. Eventually, sources say Linder jumped into somebody else's car, but later he returned to pick up his truck. And that's when neighbors pointed him out as one of the shooters to the officers on scene. The cops chased down Linder and arrested him. He was brought to headquarters and interrogated, and now he's charged with murder and weapons offenses.
Linder has two prior convictions, one for illegally having a gun in 2012, and another just a few years later for aggravated assault, conspiracy, and robbery. He was sentenced to a maximum of 19 years in prison, but was released on parole 5 years later. Investigators are searching for the other two shooters and urge anyone with information to come forward. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.